Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
In Too Deep. I'll say that's what happens when you reach show 46 of Sound and Next Vision. Nick Elliott, it's your show. How are you?
Alex, great to see you, my friend. I'm very well, thank you, and I think I am in a little too deep.
And you've, well, clearly that's what most people, when they have Sue Rice as a co-presenter, have frequently said, Dylan being one of them.
Indeed, she can pull you in too deep.
Stop it.
So it goes. Little bit concerned, Nick, in terms of the second choice of music, because I first encountered it 9.5 weeks, Kim Basinger, and a variety of other activities going on, which can't really be talked about in a family radio show. Is that so?
Yes, I'm intrigued.
You've gone for Joe Cocker. You've never seen 9.5 weeks, have you, sir?
No, actually, I haven't. Yeah. No,
you're not missing a lot, actually.
I can say that, I haven't.
You're not
I mean, it was the 50 Shades of Grey of the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Kim Basinger. Something to do with the fridge.
Yeah. And in addition to Kim Basinger, we also had Mr. Madonna, who is... Was he married to Mr. Madonna?
Sean Penn.
He was married to her for a while.
Was he 9.5 weeks? Anyway.
I don't know.
A raunchy movie, to be said, which is one of the reasons why in the musical developments that were used to obviously support the kind of activities that we're going through is this next little track by Joe Cocker. Why have you gone for it today, Nick?
Fantastic track. Fantastic. Better than Tom, I think.
I was wrong. Sorry, Nick. Your producer has let you down.
What have you done?
It wasn't anything to do with husband of Madonna. It was Mickey Rourke who was in 9 1/2 weeks. Mickey Rourke. He went on to actually do another 9 1/2 weeks with a different actor as extra, travelling to Paris to attend an art sale hosted by his old flame, beginning a torrid affair with a gorgeous woman. It tends to be like that. The original line of 9 1/2 weeks, a woman gets involved, that's Kim Basinger, in an impersonal affair with a man she barely knows about his life, only about the sex claims they
Can
play.
Can I ask a question?
Why?
Are we bothered?
Well, that's the kind of attitude.
That's
the kind of attitude that leads.
Do I give a Donald?
That's the sort of thing that leads to, you know, Brexit and Remainers falling out in places. Bearing in mind that this programme is taking place literally 8 days before we may or may not have actually sorted out a deal.
Go out. Well, I've got a bag packed.
So, are you heading to China? See what I did there.
I could be.
Nice. You're quite a fan of Level 42.
I'm a big fan of Level 42.
Just the music, or have you a professional interest?
No, I have worked with them a couple of times, but I've always thought they were definitely one of the bands of the 80s.
Do you have a spirit level to actually check that they're actually all sort of...
Level?
Thing? Yeah, they're balanced.
42.
World.
Never mind. Chinese Way, level 42. You're listening to Siren Radio. And more importantly, in March, you're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision with the aforementioned Nick's Vision, which is pursued by Nick Elliott. Because you have vision, do you not, Nick?
Oh, tons of it, man.
Being a photographer.
It's just pouring out everywhere.
I don't think I did justice to that thing.
I've got vision, everybody's wearing bifocals.
I feel as though I step aside from the whole thing and say Sue Rice is also with us, in case you've forgotten. You're, of course, responsible for social media on this little programme, are you not?
Well, yes, I am.
And as that is a weighty responsibility at the best of times, Nick can be a little bit, you know.
Right, diva. Yes.
harsh.
Wait, that's rock and roll, isn't it?
Number of times I've been trying to...
He never provides his rider before he arrives, so you know, we never know what he wants.
Well, he does, actually. You know, no Bucks Fizz, no Donny Osmond, no Bay City Rollers. It's tragedy.
Yeah. Donny Osmond.
Who was he?
They tried to tell us we're too young. Too young,
like Michael Jackson,
to really be in love.
Press the button. Play the next
spin
track.
Spin the track, Alex. Spin the track.
Steely Dan, I noticed.
Oh, don't come no better. It does not come better.
And yet the duet with Donny Osmond has yet to manifest.
In the morning. Want to do something a little different on your Saturday afternoon? Why not tune in to Mix and Match with me, Chris Clarkson? I'll guide you through all the local and national sporting news and fixtures, including games from Lincoln City, Lincoln United, Gainsborough Trinity and Lincoln Rugby Club. Every penalty decision, free kick given or corner taken, I'll be with you until the final whistle blows on Mix and Match, 3pm till 5pm every Saturday.
Siren Radio Sport.
Let's just test the popular cultural knowledge of Sue Royce. Sue, lead singer with the Cars?
Not a clue.
Oh dear. Nick, lead singer with the Cars?
I can't pronounce your surname.
It's simply O-C-A-S-E-K. Okasek, as in Rick Okasek. There you are. Just what I needed. And apparently, halfway through the selection of Volume 46 of Sound and Nick's Vision, there is a theme that runs through this. We've had Genesis, Joe Cocker, Level 42, Steely Dan and the Cars. Sue, have you identified what the common thread might be?
I have, but I'll let Nick.
You don't want to pull it?
No, I'll let Nick can.
Because you don't know what could happen. You pull that thread.
One should never pull anything unless they know what's going to happen,
exactly.
Alex. I will let Nick
shall Nick's I get my coat?
No, it's Nick's little secret. He can divulge. You're all rude, really.
He's killed the moment now. He's taken it into humour, and it's not humour.
It's a serious time.
We'll come back to that after the next track.
Okay, then.
Baby, when I think about you,
So much better than making war. Do you feel moved to share with us, Nick, the theme? Now we've actually had 60% of the music that you've introduced to the programme today. Your show, Sound and Nick's Vision, Volume 46.
I think I could. And the share is the importance of people close to you. I think it's taken a bit for granted.
So, proving that she's got her finger on the cultural pulse of the world, I'm sure, Sue, you might not have known Rick Ocasek as being lead singer of the Cars, but what about some names of the Electric Light Orchestra people?
Oh, Jeff
Lynne is correct.
Yes.
And?
No, that's as far as I go.
The drummer?
No.
Nick, the drummer of Electric Light Orchestra?
He's not, I forgot.
Bev Bevan?
That's it.
And one of the cellists?
Well, Roy Wood was the guy who started it.
He left and set up Wizard.
Know, but...
What about the joys of Mick Kaminsky?
Well, yeah.
There we are.
But you can't forget Roy.
Well, we have, really.
Musical genius, Roy Wood.
Well.
And a lovely man.
The Move, Flowers of the Rain.
I spent a little bit of time with Roy.
With the beard.
Very
shy.
Very
did you mod your beard on him?
He did.
He has a very severe beard.
Yes, he does. And
you haven't quite gone that way.
You've
got more the sort of Spanish Portuguese explorer look with the beard.
Do you think Musketeer?
Yeah.
V for Vendetta type.
That's an Alan Moore reference. I don't think it's in Nick's purview, really. V for Vendetta, have you come across that before?
Natalie
Portman. Vendettas, I've come across that.
Vendetta, I'm sure you've come across that.
You've got to
watch that.
You've got to know the quality of the talent, Sue. And in this particular case, I figured V for Vendetta, even with Natalie Portman and other fine folk in that, you're not going to see it. You know. But certainly, Fawkes-esque-ish.
Do you think?
But I think more Spanish.
Yeah?
Spanish Guy Fawkes.
Okay, cooking.
That's the magic of the media.
Pedro Fawkes, would you call you?
Sue, you apparently like Bruce Hornsby as opposed to Bruce Willis.
I absolutely adore Bruce Hornsby. He is the most amazing pianist ever. Truly.
Is that the way it is for you, though?
It is.
passed a law in 64 to give those who ain't got a little more. But it only goes so far. Because the law don't change another's mind when all it sees is the hiring time. There's the light on the carbine. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way.
What are you doing for Easter, Nick Elliott?
Goodness, that's a question. I don't know.
Could go to Countryside Links at the Easter showground.
Go
Lincolnshire, the Lincolnshire Countryside showground. Countryside Links.
Oh, what's
April
that?
The 7th, I believe it's on.
Country show?
Countryside Links. It's for little people and bigger people as well.
Really? It's very good. Mm. I have taken my small child.
On the 8th of April, you can see
children.
Where Bridget Royce has actually performed with sausages and other things.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Sounds an afternoon.
What you call cross-promotion in the world of radio broadcasting and so on. Few of the things that you've been involved with you can't talk about, but you can talk about Earl Slick.
I can talk about the Slick, yes. He's due back into the country in March, which is when, obviously, this show's going out. And we're going to hook up, spend a bit more time and do some more on the project. He's over here with a very special band that he's put together, a bit of a supergroup, fronted by Bernard Fowler from the Rolling Stones, several other serious hombres. And worth checking out dates and check out the Slick. The man's a legend.
And for the benefit of those people who might just be tuned in to Sound and X Vision for their first ever time, tell us about Earl Slick, because Sue might not know about Earl Slick. Do you know about Earl Slick?
I know what Nick's told me, but I will...
That's exactly. You were in that before Nick shared that with you off-air.
Oh, I didn't know. No.
Zero. So let's talk about, you know, some of our listeners who might be in a similar position.
Earl Slick is a legend of a rock guitarist. He's played with some of the biggest people on the planet. He worked on the John Lennon Imagine album. He also really is recognised more so for his involvement with David Bowie. He played on all Station to Station album. And that's, I think, is part of the material that they're touring this time when they come over. He's worked with Buddy Guy, John Lennon, as I said, New York Dolls. The list goes on. The list goes on. The man is a complete god. And a really, really lovely guy.
And how did you get in contact with him? Did you write to him? Did he write to you?
No, we hooked up actually over a book project that I was working on. I was commissioned to shoot a fine art book for a festival over in Norfolk called the Volwood Music Festival. And I was commissioned to shoot a book for that whole event over the weekend. And Slick was actually appearing there with Glenn Matlock and his band, the Philistines, which was a bit of a super group that Glenn had put together, along with Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats. And we kind of hooked up and moved things on. And it's we've been working together on and off for about 4 years. So every time Earl comes over to the UK, we hook up and do some stuff together and hang, spend some time, you know, and grab a bit of English food, things that Earl likes to do, and shop in Norwich.
What English food does Earl like?
He likes salmon.
Mm.
Oh. He's a big fan of salmon.
Good chap.
Mm, big fan of salmon.
Poached?
Well, actually, the last time he had it was relatively raw, you know. It was just fresh salmon.
Fresh from the water.
Yeah, on a plate.
Right.
Yeah, and he really enjoyed it, but... No, he's a top guy. We've become very dear friends.
Of course, it's Slick on the plate, isn't it, the salmon? Very slick.
It could be. It could be Slick. Goodness me.
Whilst we're talking about strange names for bands, I suppose unanswered questions number 463. Are the next group in German Herr Herr, or are they Monsieur Monsieur if they were French? Or Signor Signor if we were going for our Italian listener?
You mean Mr. Mister?
Yes, off they go, doing their broken wings thing in their own broken way. Mr. Wister. I felt sorry for the avian person in that, because why would broken wings? Very sad. Anyway, moving on. Did you get the year that was originally a hit then, sir?
Well, I thought it was 1986, but I think I'm probably 1 year out.
Well, I guess you're 1 year out. T-shirt on another radio show, of course, with Ken Bruce. Surprised yet again, Nick, there's no sign of the British entry for Eurovision in your selection of top tunes for today.
That's quite surprising, isn't it, really? Knowing these you do.
Well, allowing for the fact that we have had Genesis, Joe Cocker, Level 42, Steely Dan, The Cars, Bad Company, Electric Light Orchestra, Bruce Hornsby and Mr. Mister, and we're going out with Rod Stewart. I know he goes out with everybody. Married Man Should Know Better. Would you like to say what your suggestion for best record, best tune would be, Sue, in your opinion?
This edition, absolutely no contest whatsoever. It has to be Bruce Hornsby.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There were some good tunes, don't get me wrong. There were some belting tunes, but Bruce Hornsby is the Don.
I thought she might have actually gone for Genesis, but clearly not.
Mm. I'd like to dedicate this last track to all the special people and friends that I have around me. Definitely one of the best Rod did.
Although, strangely, if you listen to the lyrics, it's quite depressing, really.
Yes, I know it is.
You know, so I wouldn't necessarily... Yeah, it is. Not mine. Anyway, Rod Stewart, before we say those other... three words. He's going out with three words. Reason to Believe. What are our three words that we actually close Sound and Nick's Vision with? They are, of course, 1, 2, 3.
Keep music live.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe someone.